All right, Eagles fans, I'm Alex Smith back here at the NovaCare Complex, and today I am very pleased to be joined by Eagles tight end Zach Ertz. Zach, a busy offseason around here. New coaching staff, obviously, in the building. A new contract for you. You got engaged as well. Yeah. How do you sum up this offseason?
It was a whirlwind. Honestly, it feels like we just played the Giants January 4th of 2016, about a week ago. But it's been a great offseason. I think the team really improved, both as a team standpoint and as a staff standpoint. I think guys are really excited to play for Doug. And it's been a great offseason.
What's the general sense about the coaching staff inside the locker room?
Yeah, I mean, it's very detail-oriented. Everything is mapped out exactly how the coaches want it run each and every day, whether it be offensively or defensively. I think the defense is I think Schwartz is going to be unbelievable for our defense. I mean, to have Fletcher Cox not really worry about double teams as much and Vinnie Curry and Brandon Graham and Connor Barwin and Benny Logan. I mean, those front five guys are going to be extremely tough to stop as an offense. I think we're going to be really good, honestly. I think people are kind of underestimating us per se. But guys are really excited about it.
Do you like being underestimated? Does that kind of put a chip on your shoulder?
I mean, last year was kind of the complete opposite, right? So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's all media-driven. We're focused on getting better each and every day. We can't really focus on the outside sources and forces at play each and every day. At the end of the day, we got to come out here and make plays on Sunday, each and every Sunday, and in practice, it starts there.
Zach, going back to the offseason, you spent some time with Sam Bradford and Jordan Matthews. What was the benefit of having that time together?
Yeah, you know, when we're in practice, I mean, guys, A, are extremely tired, and B, there's not a lot of time just between reps to kind of talk about a route or how Sam wants something run or how the coaches want something run. So in Oklahoma, we kind of had the opportunity to kind of take a step back and really talk about each and every route, how Sam wanted it run, how Jordan saw it, how I saw it. And I think it's going to be extremely beneficial for us.
I was talking to Jordan a couple weeks ago, and he mentioned your work ethic. He said that you'll be texting him at all hours about, you know, what the workout is for tomorrow, that kind of thing. Where does that work ethic come from?
I think a long time ago, we had Steve Wisniewski, Stefan's uncle, worked at Stanford, and he kind of just preached to us that when he was playing, he didn't want to have any regrets when he was done. And that kind of really hit home with me in particular, just because this is such a short chapter of our lives. It's 15 years, hopefully, for a lot of us, the max, 10 to 15 years, hopefully. And it's such a short chapter that you really want to put everything into it. And that's kind of the way I've approached it each and every day. Obviously, I'm not perfect. I'm probably never going to be perfect. I'm going to have bad blocks. I'm going to have drops. But at the end of the day, when the season's over, I'm going to be able to look back and say, hey, I did everything I could. There's nothing I could have done better. I poured my heart and soul into it, and that's kind of where it stems from.
So what are you working on specifically heading into this season? Is there one area of your game?
Just to be a leader of this team, honestly. I think I've put the work on the field for the past 3 years. The coaches know what I can do. The players know what I can do. And just be kind of more of a vocal leader is one thing. Obviously, the football side is extremely challenging each and every day to come out here and make plays. But the consistency factor is huge. Obviously, some games I've had huge games. Some games not as many catches. So I think the consistency and just being more of a leader.
Zach, my final question for you. We've heard a lot about the three tight end sets and, you know, using a lot of different tight end sets in this offense. What does that mean for you as a player? I mean, how does this scheme compare to what you've run in the past few years here or even back at Stanford?
Yeah, I mean, the past 3 years, we're pretty much a one tight end offense, three receivers, one running back, whereas this year we're really going to diversify the personnel's out there. And I think it really puts a lot of the onus on the players to know what position you're going to play, where you're going to line up, how to run each and every route depending on what position you're playing. It's extremely similar to what I ran in college. We had a lot of really good tight ends, very similar here. All of us were different. All of us here are pretty different. There's not one player that kind of matches up identical to the other person. So I think it's a very diverse group. I think Trey's going to have a great year. Brent's going to always do his thing, and hopefully have a great year as well.
Eagles tight end Zach Ertz, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you all for joining us right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.